Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is revered not only for his profound leadership and prophethood but also for his exceptional humility. His life provides numerous examples of how humility can be practiced in both personal and public spheres. Examples of humility in personal life: simple living, modesty in wealth. Despite being the leader of the Muslim community, the Prophet, peace be upon him, lived a life of simplicity. He wore modest clothing and lived in a simple home. His diet was modest, often consisting of dates, barley, and water. Hadith example: the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The leader of a people is their servant." Sahih Bukhari. This statement reflects his belief in serving others rather than seeking personal gain. Service to family: daily tasks. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was actively involved in household chores, including cooking, cleaning, and helping with the children. His behavior exemplified humility in personal responsibilities. Hadith example: Aisha reported that the Prophet, peace be upon him, helped with the household work and said, "The best of you are those who are best to their families, and I am the best of you to my family." Tirmidhi. Forgiveness and patience: personal forgiveness. Even when wronged, the Prophet, peace be upon him, demonstrated immense patience and forgiveness. For example, after the Taif incident, he forgave his enemies despite their mistreatment. Hadith example: when asked about the best way to deal with those who wronged him, he replied, "Forgive those who have wronged you." Sunan Abu Dawud. Examples of humility in public life: equal treatment. Interaction with all: the Prophet, peace be upon him, treated all individuals equally, regardless of their social status. He would sit with the poor and the rich alike, demonstrating humility and inclusivity. Hadith example: the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Whoever shows you your faults and helps you correct them, he is your friend. But the one who merely praises you, he is your flatterer." Sunan Ibn Majah. Consultation and listening: Shura, consultation. The Prophet regularly consulted his companions on matters of state and public policy, showing humility by valuing their input. Hadith example: the Prophet practiced consultation, shura, in leadership, as seen in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, where he sought the advice of his companions. Self-criticism and awareness, personal reflection: the Prophet was always self-aware and critical of his actions to ensure they aligned with Allah's guidance. He would frequently seek forgiveness for any possible shortcomings. Hadith example: the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The one who is not merciful to the people, Allah will not be merciful to him." Sahih Muslim. Importance of dua and humility: dua, supplication, is an integral part of demonstrating humility. It reflects one's acknowledgement of Allah's power and one's dependence on him. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, frequently made dua, exemplifying humility through his constant reliance on Allah. References from the Quran for making dua: Surah Al-Baqarah, 2-186, verse, "And when my servants ask you concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me and believe in me that they may be guided." Explanation: this verse highlights the importance of making dua and the closeness of Allah to his servants. It underscores that Allah responds to those who call upon him. Surah Al-Mu'minun, 23:97-98, verses, say, "My Lord, I seek refuge with you from the incitements of the devils. And I seek refuge with you, my Lord, lest they be present with me." Explanation: these verses show the Prophet's, peace be upon him, reliance on Allah to protect him from negative influences, demonstrating his humility and dependence on Allah. Surah An-Nisa, 4:75, verse, "And what is the matter with you that you do not spend in the cause of Allah? For the inheritors of the earth and the heavens are Allah's. The weak among you should not think they are unimportant. Allah is always able to grant success." Explanation: this verse encourages believers to make supplications and engage in good deeds, recognizing their dependence on Allah for success and guidance. Conclusion: Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, exemplified humility through his personal and public actions. His lifestyle, interactions with others, and approach to leadership were marked by humility and service. The importance of dua in his life and teachings highlights a deep reliance on Allah and an understanding of human limitations. Making dua not only reflects humility but also strengthens the connection with Allah, reinforcing the importance of seeking His guidance in all aspects of life.